Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Care, you want to go ahead with the Judges 14 while we'll wait for others to join in?
Okay.
Judges 14. And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time, he returned to take her. And he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands, and went on eating, and came to his father and mother. And he gave them, and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If you can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. But if you cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, Put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou dost but hate me, and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and hast not told it me. And he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it thee? And she wept before him the 7 days, while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said unto him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend.
Amen.
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 Amen. And amen. Thank you for sharing that audio version of Judge Court, Cousin Carrie. Let's go ahead and do a roll call. We have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Mother May.
Welcome to
Auntie Dot, Daniel, and Sister Loretta, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
And so welcome to the family and friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We are open to the love and the presence of God and God's actions within us. Amen.
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 Okay. My note said that Sister Shirley was going to do the opening prayer today, but she's not on. So I will go ahead and do a short opening prayer if you guys don't mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Get us there. All right, if you'll bow your heads, give an honor to God and to each of you, let us pray. Father God, thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us the opportunity to get together today and worship in your name. Thanks for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Father. And may your love surround us and keep us committed to loving and serving others. Lord, the purpose for us to get together is to glorify you and to recognize that you are the name above all names and the King above all kings. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into our program. The first worship song that we're going to have this evening is I Love the Lord by Whitney Houston. I'm going to pull it back up. Mm-hmm.
With people in the round table. As always, if you have a word to share, please do so. If not, just say pass at the call of your name. I'd like to start off with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I become a sounding brass, or a timbre cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains and have not cherished, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not cherished, it profit me nothing. Cherish self alone, and it is kind. Cherish envy not. Cherish vanish not itself. It is not puffed up. Does not deceive itself unseemly. Seek not her own. Is not easy for both. Ain't no evil. Rejoice not in the iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bearest all things, believest all things, hopest all things, endures all things, cherish and never faileth. But where there is profit, they shall fail. Where there be tongue, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And now we see through glass darkness, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for that reading out of 1 Corinthians 13, Auntie Betty. Next I have
I was coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 14. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Oh, Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He who walks is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow men, who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. Next we have Auntie Dot.
Verse 17-22. And when he had gone forth into the way, there came out running and kneeled to him and asked him, God, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why call me good? There is none good but one that is God. Knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, be false not, honor my father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. When Jesus beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieving, for he had great possession. All things are possible with God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, I have Daniel. You have any good news to share tonight? Amen.
Amen.
I couldn't hear him.
I could hear.
I want to say amen, Daniel.
I didn't hear him.
I don't know what he said. What did he say, Angela?
Hello.
Hold on. He's trying to say it on his phone.
I just want to wish everybody happy holidays. Be safe. And I love everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice. And I ain't no good at verses.
Not yet. The Lord working on you.
Ah.
Yeah.
He's gonna bring you back. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Daniel. All righty. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm reading from Isaiah 12. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though I was angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doing among the people, make mention of his name, exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out, shout out, the inhabitant of Zion, for the great is Holy One of Israel is in the midst of thee. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hello? Hello?
I hear you. I don't know where I hear you.
Must nobody else. I don't hear nothing. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Daniel's phone hung up, but Angela and them phone's
okay.
Still on.
Oh,
okay.
2 Kings chapter 4, 1 through 7. All things
Wait a minute.
Are possible.
What is going on?
Do you hear?
Lorelle, y'all can't hear us.
No.
Now we can. We couldn't hear for about over a minute.
Okay. Okay. All things are possible. Single parents is difficult in any age, but it was particularly difficult in the ancient Israel when survival often depended upon the contribution of all family members. The absence of a husband and father put a family at a particular disadvantage, threatened both the integrity and the livelihood of the family unit. To prevent the abuse of such family who had lost their husband or father, God established laws of protect and provide from the king to the farmer. Those members of society who had the means was obligated to look after the interests of widows and orphans. But as with all law, they would have been unnecessary have they not already been violated. The story in 2 Kings 4 related how many widows had all of their possessions taken away from them by creditors. This is why this single mother came to Elijah, God's servant. She knew that her God cared for her and could provide a way out of her no-win situation. Though the whole society order was against her, she knew that God was for her and would liberate her and ensure the stability of her family. This story speaks to those who find themselves as a single parent seeking to maintain a healthy family. Though at times it may seem as though that our family is in jeopardy and that the whole system is against us, we need to remember that we have an ally on high. He may give us ideas for making the budget stretch or provide unemployment. He may provide support in the form of caring church community. He may provide just the right person at just the right time as he provided Elijah for this widow. Just as the Lord was able to provide a miraculous way out of this window, the Lord can make a way out of us, make a way out for us. Keeping a family together may never be easy, but we can take heart. With God on our side, all things are possible. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Out of 2 Kings, all things are possible. Amen. Okay, next we have Miss Loretta.
Yes, and I have to say that God is with us because Auntie Betty was the first one to read 1 Corinthians 13. I had chosen that for tonight.
All right.
So I had to come up with a backup, but I do want to repeat 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 at the end. Amen.
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 Hey, Psalms 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in steps with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditate on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in the seasons, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosper. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the riches of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. And 1 Corinthians 13:13, there are in the end three things that last: is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. David, thank you for reading Psalm 1. Thank you for reading Psalm 1.
Well,
that's his favorite.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, brother. All right. Next, we have this, that completes our first round. We will go ahead on with our speak and shut in prayer. I will say to list the names, and I'll ask you guys if there anybody that we want to remove. I have Auntie Wileen, Kamisha Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Loretta Simmons, Tremar Green, Daniel Lowe, Joseph, Latoya Simmons, and Brittany Green. Is there anyone we want to remove from the list?
You can remove Brittany.
I want to add Barry Howard.
Excuse me, any more changes? All righty. All righty. If you bow your heads for the prayer. Father of goodness and love, hear our prayers for our sick and shut-in family and friends and for all who are in need. And with a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wileen, Kamisha Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Loretta Simmons, Tremar Green, Daniel Lowe, Joseph, Latoya Simmons, and Barry Howard. Loving God, we pray that you will comfort our family and friends during their suffering. Lend skill to the hand of their healers and bless the means used for their cure. Give them such confidence in the power of your grace, Father, that even when they are afraid, they know they can put their whole trust in you. Father, your words are health. Nothing is impossible to you. You are powerful and strong. You are God of an abundant life. We ask you to heal them through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Moving on to our birthdays. I wanted to go back. I don't know if we mentioned Hazel's birthday last week.
No.
Hazel had a birthday on November the 27th, which was. We didn't forget. Hazel celebrated her birthday on November the 27th, which was this past Saturday.
Friday.
I'm getting mixed up all these days. And then for this week, we're going to be looking at people from November 29th through December the 5th. I have December the 1st for Alicia. December the 4th, is it Michaelin? And today, and Sister Shirley. And I have Nakondo.
Malachi, December the 4th.
Malachi. Okay. I think I had that, but I couldn't read my writing. C-H-I. I had a machine as well, but either or. Okay.
Loretta, would you like to sing a happy birthday song for it?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that gracious song, Loretta. Next, we'll go ahead with our roundtable of testimonies, poems, or songs. If you don't have anything for this week, please just say pass when your name is called. We're going to start off with Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I would like to read part of Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the word of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parable. I will utterly dark fan of old, which we have heard and known, and our father have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing the generation to come, and praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful work that he has done. For he had established the testimony of Jacob and appointed the law of Israel, which he had commanded our father, that they should make known unto thy children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare unto their children. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading out of Psalms 78, Auntie Carrie. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
I just wanted to mention, I forgot last week, I had an anniversary on the 24th. I've been married 64 years.
Amen.
Somebody got it tickle pop turned on.
Oh, yes, my God, that's a great number. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. All righty. All righty. Congratulations. Yeah. All right. All right, Mother May.
I'm just going to read this. Heavenly Father, we call on you in the midst of our hurt and our pain. Help us always to remember that you are the great physician who heals us in the body and soul. May we rely on you for our strength and salvation. Amen.
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 Amen. I pass.
All right, Auntie.
Oh. I'm going to read from my prayer book, The Prayers That Came From. Father, I have no reason to be bored because you are leading me to study your word, do your work, be truthful, witness to us, and spread much time in prayer. These are the things I will do.
and I will have fellowship with you and us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 All right. Amen. God is good all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Next we have Loretta.
I pass.
Okay, and it looks like I'm gonna go last, and I kind of have a testimony. I guess when you speak out in church a lot, you get a new assignment, so you have to be careful what you say. my pastor has nominated me to be I can't talk today, guys, to be a service leader. And I look at those people up there, and I say, well, shoot, well, like to me, you need to be a pastor to be able to lead a service, but I don't know if I'm ready for that. So he told me I better be ready to be ready. So I decided I'm going to try to practice while I'm on the phone with you guys, if y'all don't mind.
Well, congratulations.
Amen. Thank you. Now I just got to find my voice. So just bear with me as I try to go through this. I'm coming out of Psalms 100, 1 through 5. Verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Saints, let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Join me and let's lift our hands and clap unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to open our mouths and thank you for the highest praise. With the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. We are gathered here today to delight and worship in the Most High. Saints, we will serve the Lord with gladness today. Why? Because it is a privilege and a duty to be happy in the presence of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I am happy to be here today. I am happy to be in his word. I am happy to glorify his name. Amen.
Amen.
I am happy.
I am happy.
And as true believers in Jesus Christ, we serve our God because we love to serve him. We shouldn't serve him because of the obligation. We shouldn't serve him to make ourselves look good. We should serve him because we love him and because he first loved us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When we sing along with our worship songs, let's just remember we are singing to praise him for what he has done and will do in our lives. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. While praising him, let's not forget the main reason for praise. We have to recognize and know that he is God. We must be convinced of this so we don't put other gods before him.
Amen.
And know that this knowledge is our gift from him. We have to recognize his work as creator. We worship God because he is the one who made us. We can't make ourselves, despite what scientists may try to make us believe. We have to recognize God has a right to us because he made us. In order to freely give him his just due and thanks, we must acknowledge this right. When praising God, we are thanking him. We have to recognize
proclamation under the new covenant that we as believers of Jesus Christ, we have a greater reason to praise God, that we are a new creation in Jesus Christ. We have to recognize that God chose us as his people and he cares for us. That in itself is something to be thankful and grateful for. Last and definitely not least, we have to recognize we owe God the honor, the respect, and to serve him and him only. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The reasons shared so far should make us all jump up out of our seats and eagerly give him praise and thanksgiving. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. More importantly, we should keep these reasons in mind when we come into the house of worship or to be in our prayer line, being thankful that we have such a privilege to enter into his gates and courts with thanksgiving. When we praise him, we are also asking for permission to enter into relationships with him, demonstrating we are thankful and that we are blessing his name. And again, under the new covenant, asking his permission not only opened the gates and the courts to him, it also opened the gates to the Holy of the Holies. So let's not take this worship with God lightly, especially when we are opening these gates to, and courts to the Holy of Holies. Amen.
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 Amen. In verse 5, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. So again, why do we praise and give God thanks? To recognize his word is truth. The word of the Lord is right and true. God is faithful in all that he does. God's love is righteous and justice. Believe and have faith in his words with no doubt. His words help us to live in a God-pleasing way. We also want to recognize that his mercy is everlasting. And as we are receivers of his mercy, we must be givers of thanks. So we should dwell and sing forevermore, for his mercy is everlasting. We should praise and give God thanks also, to recognize God's goodness. He is good in his plans. He is good in his grace. He is good in his forgiveness. He is good in his covenant. He is good in every aspect of his being. God of the Bible is and has always been good. So in closing, I'll leave you guys with Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight. Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. So before we move on to our closing, let's assign parts for next week. We have Judges 15.
Here, do it for her.
Do we want to continue with the audio?
Yes.
All righty.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, Auntie Carrie, for playing that. How about the opening prayer? Do we have a volunteer for the opening? Alrighty. How about the closing prayer? Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer?
I do the closing prayer.
Okay, we got Hubert on the closing prayer. Alrighty. So we will move right along with the closing prayer for today, which is Auntie Betty leading us through.
Amen. You ready? Let us pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for showing favor and allowing us to serve you and serve others. We thank you as you brought us to this closing. We thank you for all the voices near and far. We just thank you for being so good to us. You have blessed us, and you just keep on blessing us. And, Father, we just want to give you glory. We want to give you praise. And thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. These and all the blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the closing prayer, Auntie Betty. And I also would like to thank Auntie Carrie for playing Judges 14 and for, I guess I did the opening prayer. All righty. We're going to go into our last worship song. The title of the song is Awake My Soul, and it's by my favorite singer, Tasha Cobbs, and his song, Worship.
Rico was born in 2014.
Sorry.
He was diagnosed at the age of 3.
There is a sound I love to hear. There's a sound like a Savior's throne as he walks into the room where people pray. Where we hear praises, he hears. Awake my soul and sing his praise aloud, sing his praise aloud. Oh, sing his praise aloud.
Please.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
And
amen.
And amen. That concludes our call for today.
How many questions do you have?
I don't remember. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. All righty. So we have come to the conclusion of our program. In closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time, and we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone,
have a safe and blessed week.
We love you.
Love you. Good night.
Love you all.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.